going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right. Make sure you're listening. Stay tuned with us because in the 5 o'clock hour, at some point in the 5 o'clock hour, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Saturday's round, third round of this year's Insperity Invitational at the Woodlands Country Club. In the 5 o'clock hour, we will be hooking somebody up with that. How many days is that? Tomorrow too, Tyler?
Yes, today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow. So the next 2 days, you got a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Insperity Invitational right here in the Houston area. So make sure you're listening in the 5 o'clock hour. Listen for that cue to call, and then you got a chance to win a little that, win a few tickets.
Yeah, look, it's great part of town, too, up in Woodlands Way. Man, you do a little shopping. You can definitely eat out. The golf is absolutely tremendous. The golf courses up there are absolutely beautiful. Most of them we can't get on, but when you do, whether it's as a fan or as a golfer, you take advantage of it. So yeah, if that's your thing, man, this is a good one to go check out.
No, it is. Yeah. So listening, next 2 days, 5 o'clock hour, your chance to win some tickets. So Clint, we talked about this. We looked at the draft and for you, it told not just a story of what they were bringing in, yeah, and what kind of guys they were adding, but it told you a story and maybe got things a little clearer about some of the vets on this team.
Yeah, I mean, it did. Look, this team had several needs, and rightfully so. You know, when Nick and D'Amico and company are talking about these players, they got to keep it positive. They can't just go, no, we're not happy with them. But I do think that, or they can't just flat out tell us what position guys are going to play. That'd be too much to ask, right? But I think when you look at the second pick in this year's draft for the Texans, the second round pick, being an offensive lineman, being an offensive tackle, that's all he's played, right tackle, and he shifted to left tackle at Minnesota, I believe, played 30-some-odd games. What I've heard, you know, people talking about him is, you know, he's physically ready to play. There are a couple of shortcomings, but he's physically ready to play. We've heard D'Amico, you know, talk about first-round picks of being plug-and-play guys, but, you know, I think that particular pick sheds a little bit of light on Titus Howard. I believe Titus Howard's a tackle. I believe every time I've heard Nick Caserio, which I heard again on In the Loop on the way in, I heard Nick talking again and kind of referring to, well, he played pretty good guard when we asked him to move down there. Not he played great guard, and that's where he's more natural or anything like that. Not real convincing.
When we had to move him down there.
But if you just read the tea leaves, man, that there's too many tackles on this team right now for everybody to play guard. And there is one guy on this team that you know, or I know, and I understand I'm more confident than most people are about Titus Howard playing guard, but you know you can play him at guard, and the other ones I think are going to be a roll of the dice at guard. And you're moving any of the young guys into guard or whatever. So I think the second second-round pick this year, which was the second pick for the Texans in this draft overall, I think that shed a little bit of light on the plan for Titus Howard. And unfortunately, for me, I thought he'd be better at tackle. Unfortunately, I think that means he's going to slide in like John McClain said.
Yeah, Brandon on YouTube and Twitch believes Ursary is a stud and that Titus has lost a lot of mobility, so he will probably be at guard.
Well, look, and here's the deal. I've said this a million times with Titus Howard. Whether you're higher on him like I am or you're just completely out on him playing guard, right? The reality of it is I don't know that Titus, with the exception of maybe his first couple years in the league, I don't know that he's ever had a off-season training camp and more than a handful of games knowing what damn position he was going to play, inside or out. And so do I think he's gifted enough and talented enough and has the ability to go in there with everything he does this offseason and everything they do, the new offensive line regime, everything they do with him this offseason, this training camp, be geared towards playing guard and not being a swing that can play damn near anywhere but center? I think that would be a big plus for Titus. But overall, as it pertains to this draft, Ron, I think this draft told me
a lot about him.
That I'm going to lean into him playing guard a lot more than hoping like hell he was going to stay at tackle. Like,
well,
I
imagine
hoped
the amount of guys they have in the tackle position that would make the most sense.
Yeah. Number two for me is drafting Woody Marks in the fourth round, making a trade to move up and get him. You know, what I think of Woody Marks, for me, I think this is your number two running back right here. And so I think, to keep it in the context that how you set it up, I think again, this told us how they really feel about Damian Pierce, how they really feel about Dare Ogunbowale, is not only are we going to draft a running back, we're going to give up next year's third round pick in 2026 to move up and get him. And then you go and you study this kid. I watched him at Mississippi State before Mike Leach passed away. God bless your soul, Mike Leach. He's a player. And I'll be shocked.
Over 1,100 yards last year at SC. He had an 83 catch season for over 500 yards.
That's where I go to
Mississippi State.
That's where I go to right there, Ron, without a doubt. Go straight to the 2021 under Mike Leach, wide open offense. He could hit you in all parts of the game, and I think that's one thing this offense is missing. So again, back to kind of how you set this thing up. I think that tells us not just Damian Pierce, but Dare Ogunbowale, they're gonna be special teams guys.
Yeah, Dare's especially go back to his kind of his gig in his area. So yep. Yeah, I can see that.
I'll keep it in the same vibe here. John Metchie, with two of the top three picks this year, being wide receivers. John Metchie better show up and show out, right? I think the patience is worn thin. At least the patience coupled with confidence has worn thin. And he's going to end up getting pushed down to the bottom of the barrel again.
You think the draft status matters anymore with Metchie and Hutchinson, excuse me? Because I feel like they're in the same boat right now.
I think Hutch has always been a low ceiling guy from a tangible. So I think he is who he is, and I think the Texans are, he's going to be the last receiver we keep on this roster. We know we can depend on him. He can play multiple positions. He can play special teams. We know we got good size to him. You know what you're getting out of him. I think Metchie, it's been one of those. We're going to be patient and see if this guy can get to his ceiling. We're going to be patient and see if he can do it at the NFL level, what he did at the college level, and if he can play at his ceiling. Does he still have that skill set? And I think they've worn thin with impatience, along with losing Diggs, losing Tank. I just think John Metchie better show up and show out. It's going to be a dog fight. I mean, it's going to be a dog fight for 5 and 6. The fifth and sixth receiver on this team, it's going to be a dog fight.
So I was wondering if one of them ain't going to make it.
Well, if you got Watson, you got Berrios, who they went and got those guys.
To return.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't, it's going to be, if you want to be a true wide receiver at the NFL level in Houston, John Metchie better show up and show out. And then last but not least, I think this is probably my favorite.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The draft in a corner with slot corner experience, as well as he bumped outside and was actually better outside.
Probably the pick that Caserio was most questioned about, because
corner.
Yeah, he went for SC. He went a lot higher than most people had.
Yeah, I don't have any worries, man. I don't know where he was on everybody's board, but when you look at him, I love the way these guys leaned into these teammates, and. Typically, it's not like I really don't give a rip, but you're talking about like Kalen Bullock obviously knows this guy on an intimate level, and the staff, I would imagine, leaned into his experience with Jalen Smith. But more importantly, the Jalen Smith coming in, assuming it works out, you got a corner nickel. Now you can go all out coverage defenders, man to man coverage defenders in a nickel set, or you can go all out zone. I'll knock your head off with Lassiter and Petrie in the slot and Lassiter outside. I mean, this secondary got significantly better, at least if it pans out. Now, I mean, if he's a dud, then it's all for none, but he'll be a special teams player. But, boy, just as a prospect, man, you like the ceiling and what could be the potential of this.
All right, coming up, we will continue throughout the show to look at the draft for the Texans and overall, but the Rockets have a huge game again. It feels like they are, you know, maybe not, at least for the series, to go down 3-1 would be devastating, especially how the game ended the other night. But we'll talk about the Rockets coming up, and we'll get on this thought first. Did they blow the series Saturday night with that loss? Did they blow the series Saturday night losing that game with an injured Jimmy Butler? We'll discuss that coming up next.
I don't like the Warriors.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.